Transgender people are systematically mistreated in New York City jails. That's the finding of a new report issued today by a task force of attorneys and advocates convened by the city's Jail Oversight Board. WNYC's Matt Katz has more.
Incarcerated people who are transgender experience sexual assault, slurs hurled by fellow detainees and officers, the use of incorrect pronouns, and according to the task force, placement in housing units that don't match their gender. As of March, most trans women and all trans men in city custody were in housing units that did not align with their gender identity.
I was sent to the men's facility, and I'm like, what am I doing here?
After Naomi Waters was arrested, she was identified in court documents as female, but she nonetheless ended up in a male facility. She said officers looked at her and just decided she belonged with the men. When she asked for a sports bra, a female correction officer made a snide remark about her breasts not being real.
I feel like as if they felt like I was trying to trick the system in some way. And it wasn't that I'm just trying to live my truth and walk in my truth. And I would like to be treated as such.
Being misgendered can follow you through the system and be difficult to reverse. That's according to Deborah Lalloy, an attorney with the Bronx Defenders who serves on the task force. They found that living in a housing unit that doesn't match gender identity not only violates city rules, it's a threat to public safety.
What often happens is that in those few hours or days or weeks before a trans person is transferred to the correct facility, they are often assaulted. They are often raped. And there's no accountability when those things happen.
Today, the task force is releasing a detailed report with recommendations for improving treatment of transgender and gender nonconforming detainees, including better training staff to ensure that people are placed in the correct housing, with access to medical and mental health care. Matt Katz, WNYC News.
The Department of Correction said in a statement that it is a leader in housing transgender people, and it welcomes the efforts of the task force to address concerns of transgender detainees. The news site The City co-reported this story. For more, go to gothamist.com.